by and large, when you say Jane Addams to an educated adult under the age of 60, you get a blank stare, or they say, oh, you mean Jane Jacobs, or, oh, you mean Abigail Adams. No, we don't. She was the most famous and controversial woman in America 100 years ago. She was born in 1860 in Illinois. She was born into the era of Lincoln. Her father was a close friend of Abraham Lincoln. She died in 1935 in the middle of the New Deal. She was a close friend of Eleanor Roosevelt and greatly admired by Franklin Roosevelt. And in between those years, she accomplished more than most people could ever conceive of in terms of building social programs, advocating for social justice, writing, speaking, traveling, and in general was just a voice of conscience, widely known around the world. She also was finally honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1931.
What's her connection to Western Massachusetts? Is there one?
Jane was a close friend and ally of W.E.B. Du Bois, and as the founder, they co-founded the NAACP with several other liberals, progressive people in both African American and white. Jane contributed to the present that some of his friends made to Du Bois in his retirement, purchasing a piece of land just outside of Great Barrington, where he had previously lived. But she was also very much involved in the early development of the Andover House in Boston, working with her friend Robert Woods. And Andover House today is the South End, United South End Settlements, which is a very important social service agency, still going strong. So she had many connections. She was invited for lectures. She had friends all over the area. And she was viewed with great admiration across the country.
Tell us about Saturday's event in Northampton.
The Edwards Church in Northampton is the scene, the venue for the first event that I know about anywhere in the country to honor and reflect on Jane Addams and, I should say, many of her powerful allies, people like Frances Perkins and Florence Kelly, to reflect on what they mean today in the time of crisis. The title of the forum, public forum at Edwards Church, is Rediscovering Jane Addams in a Time of Crisis. This is a free event, starts at 9, ends at 4. We'll have some music with the Amandla Chorus. After lunch, we'll have some gospel songs at the end of the program. This should be quite an important event to try to. We're going to look at her first historically, but then through the work of people here in the Pioneer Valley, the Connecticut River Valley in western Massachusetts, to look at what's going on today with immigrants, with social justice and civil rights, environmental justice, and with peace advocacy that are continuing her own visions and commitment. It's very much alive, but most people don't know who she was.
And it is not a coincidence, I gather, that this event has been scheduled on Veterans Day.
She was the leader of the American women's peace movement to begin with, and the international women's peace movement at the outset of World War I. And she personally, with several of her allies, tried to broker a mediation plan to achieve a ceasefire in 1915. She went to the heads of state of the combatant countries and the neutral countries, including, of course, President Wilson. She was conversant with 8 different presidents in her lifetime. And they failed. And the U.S. finally entered the war. And we're commemorating November 11th, not just as Veterans Day, but as the 99th anniversary of Armistice Day, when World War I finally ended and we will observe a minute of silence at 11 a.m., which is the tradition in France, that everybody stops what they're doing at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And so that's where we're going to observe that as well.
What's your connection with all of this as a geography professor?
That's a good question, Paul. I came to this in my retirement. I've never been tied to one particular specialty, although most of my work has had to do with urban planning and urban policy and water resources and so forth. But I came to on her unexpectedly by buying a book at our Broadside bookstore here in Northampton called Jane Addams' Spirit in Action. And that opened my eyes. It's a short and very readable biography by Louise W. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Fast forward. Louise is going to be the keynote speaker at our forum on Saturday. She's coming from Evanston, Illinois. She says this is one of the very first events of the last 20 years in this century that has really taken a look back at this amazing person and the people around her who really mattered in the early development of the progressive movement, who infused the New Deal, and whose legacies continued on in the Carter, Clinton, Obama administrations. And it's time to rediscover who she really was and what she did. But the event is primarily sponsored by Mass Humanities, and then they have made a grant through the Trap Rock Center for Peace and Justice based in Greenfield, which is a very well-known advocacy group here in the Connecticut River Valley. We're also working with or in touch with Adams scholars across the country, and most importantly, with practitioners who are doing the work of helping immigrants, of working with social justice problems, and trying to advocate for a post-nuclear world. It's quite an agenda, but she took on everything. It wasn't nuclear in her days, but it was certainly anti-war, anti-militaristic. And so we need to look back at her wisdom and be strengthened and inspired as we face all the problems that we're dealing with now. If I could quickly read a quote from David Brooks in April, a column he wrote in the New York Times, this really hits the nail on the head. Quote, many of the social problems we face today, the fraying social fabric, widening inequality, anxieties over immigration, concentrated poverty, are the same problems she faced over 100 years ago. And in many ways, her responses were more sophisticated than ours. So that was in April of this year. And we're following that advice that we need to look back at what she did and help use that as support and inspiration for what people are trying to do now on behalf of their fellow human beings.